Hoy en The Broadway y a la Gran Vía escucharemos la segunda parte de la película musical Gigi de Alan J. Lerner y Frederick Loeb, dirigida además por Vicente Minnelli. Un clásico de Hollywood considerado por muchos el último gran musical de la Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, que ganó nada menos que 9 Oscars, incluido el de mejor guión para Lerner, el de mejor música para Loeb y el de mejor dirección para Vicente Minnelli. La semana pasada escuchamos la primera parte en la que se presenta a los personajes principales, la joven e ingenua Gigi, interpretada por Leslie Caron, el apuesto vividor Gastón, interpretado por Louis Jordan, y su tío, papel que fue interpretado por el genial Maurice Chevalier y que también le valió un Oscar esta actuación. Bueno, en el programa de hoy escucharemos cómo Gastón se enamora perdidamente del carácter de Gigi y cómo reacciona a ella. Nada más, les dejamos con la música de esta película inolvidable. Hasta la semana que viene.
We met at 9.
We met at 8.
I was on time.
No, you were late.
Ah, yes? I remember it well. We dined with friends.
We dined alone.
A tenor sang.
A baritone.
Ah, yes. I remember it well. That dazzling April moon.
There was none that night, and the month was June.
That's right, that's right.
It warms my heart to know that you remember still the way you do.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. How often I've thought of that Friday night when we had our last rendezvous, and somehow I foolishly wondered if you might by some chance be thinking of it too. That carriage ride,
you walked me home.
You lost a glove.
I lost a comb.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. That brilliant sky.
We had some rain.
Those Russian songs.
From sunny Spain.
Ah, yes, yes, I remember it well. You wore a gown of gold.
I was all in blue.
Am I getting old?
Oh, no, not you. How strong you were. How young and gay. A prince of love. In every way.
Oh, yes, I remember it well.
A babe, just a babe, still cavorting in a crib, eating breakfast with a bib, with her baby teeth and all her baby curls. She's a tot, just a tot, good for bouncing on your knee. I am positive that she doesn't even know that boys aren't girls. She's a snip, just a snip, making dreadful baby noise, having fun with all her toys, just a chickadee who needs a mother hen. She's a cub, a papoose. You could never turn her loose. She's too infantile to take her from a pen. Of course, that weekend in Trouville, in spite of all her youthful zeal, she was exceedingly polite, and on the whole, a sheer delight. And if it wasn't joy galore, at least not once was she a bore that I recall. No, not at all.
Ah, she's a child, a silly child. Adolescent to her toes, and good heaven, how it shows. Sticky thumbs are all the fingers she has got. She's a child, a clumsy child. She's as swollen as a grape, and she doesn't have a shape. Where a figure ought to be, it is not. Just a child, a growing child. But so backward for her years, if a boy her age appears, I am certain he will never call again. She's a scamp and a brat, doesn't know where she is at, unequipped and undesirable to men.
Of course, I must, in truth, confess that in that brand new little dress, she looked surprisingly mature and had a definite allure. It was a shock, in fact, to me, a most amazing shock to see the way it clung on one so young.
She's a girl.
A little girl. Getting older, it is true, which is what they always do till that unexpected hour when they blossom like a flower.
Oh, no. But there's sweeter music when she speaks, isn't there? A different bloom about her cheeks, isn't there? Could I be wrong? Could it be so? Oh, where did Gigi go? Am I a fool without a mind? Or have I merely been too blind to realize? Oh, Gigi, why, you've been growing up before my eyes. Gigi, you're not at all that funny, awkward little girl I knew. Oh, no. Overnight there's been a breathless change in you. Oh, Gigi, while you were trembling on the brink, was I out yonder somewhere blinking at a star? Oh, Gigi, have I been standing up too close or back too far? When did your sparkle turn to fire and your warmth become desire? Oh, what miracle has made you the way you are? Gigi. 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 Oh, no. I was mad not to have seen the change in you. Oh, Gigi, while you were trembling on the brink, was I out yonder somewhere blinking at a star? Oh, Gigi, have I been standing up too close or back too far? When did your sparkle turn to fire and your warmth become desire? Oh, what miracle has made you the way you are?
Poor boy. Poor boy, downhearted and depressed and in a spin. Poor boy, poor boy. Oh, youth can really do a fellow in. How lovely to sit here in the shade with none of the woes of man and maid. I'm glad I'm not young anymore. the rivals that don't exist at all, the feeling you're only 2 feet tall. I'm glad that I'm not young anymore. No more confusion, no morning after surprise, no self-delusion, that when you're telling those lies, she isn't wise. And even if love comes through the door, the kind that goes on forevermore, forevermore is shorter than before. Oh, I'm so glad that I am not young anymore. The tiny remark that tortures you, the fear that your friends won't like her too. I'm glad I'm not young anymore. The longing to end a stale affair until you find out she doesn't care. I'm glad that I'm not young anymore. No more frustration, no star-crossed lover am I, no aggravation, just one reluctant reply. Lady, goodbye. The fountain of youth is dull as paint. Methuselah is my patron saint. I've never been so comfortable before. Oh, I'm so glad that I'm not young anymore.
Much too young to die. Unto your Waterloo whispers my heart, pray I'll be Wellington, not Bonaparte. Oh, say a prayer for me this evening. Bow your head and please stay on your knees.
Time tomorrow will we get there? Can I watch you play roulette there? May I stay up late for supper? Is it awfully, awfully upper?
Gigi, you'll drive us wild. Stop, you silly child.
Is everybody celebrated, full of sin and dissipated? Is it hot enough to blister? Will I be your little sister?
Gigi, you are absurd. Now, not another word. Gigi.
Let her gush and jabber. Let her be enthused. I cannot remember when I have been more amused. Oh!
Stop it!
Nothing venture champagne. As vain as it can be, they thought of you and me. But not they invented champagne. They absolutely knew that all we'd want to do is fly to the sky on champagne and shout to everyone inside that since the world began, no woman or a man has ever been as happy as we are tonight.
The night they invented champagne, it's plain as it can be, they thought of you and me. The night they invented champagne,
woo!
They absolutely knew that all we want to do is fly to the sky on champagne and shout to everyone in sight that since the world began, no woman or a man has ever been as happy as we are tonight.
Every prayer that you can spare to get me by. Say a prayer, and while you're praying, keep on saying, she's much too young to die. Unto your Waterloo whispers my heart, pray I'll be Wellington, not Bonaparte.